The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Tracy Claes. The Gophers are 1-3 in conference play and 4-4 overall. Minnesota visits Ohio State on Saturday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. You know, starting to our prep week today for, you know, play Ohio State on the road and be a tremendous challenge. Playing the number one team in the country, and after breaking down the film and watching it, they're very deserving of that. I don't believe Coach Myler's lost a regular season football game, and so it'd be a tremendous challenge. At the same time, with that's a great opportunity for a football team, and we'll work hard to be prepared.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star one. Our first question comes from the line of Tim May from the Columbus Dispatch.
So thank you very much, Coach. I was wondering, number one, as you break down that video of Ohio State, does their receiver number three, his name's Michael Thomas, but does he jump out at you? What's your opinion of that?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, that's the thing, is the talent, you know, level and the speed is you just have no margin for error on anywhere on their offense. And he's a kid who can get the ball in his hands, and you take the wrong angle, do anything, and you're in trouble. But pretty much that speaks to their whole skilled people. You know, it's going to be the fastest team that we've played up to this point for the skill level that they have across the board. And so, you know, with him and what's going on in the backfield and how good they are on defense, you know, we just have a very slim margin of error that we have to be prepared for.
Yeah, the other thing, I would think your coaches work, you guys work ahead like any other staff. I would think you had already broken down Ohio State's video with J.T. Barrett running the show, declared the starter a couple of weeks ago. Do you have to go back now and break down more video with Cardale Jones? How does that change like your approach to this week?
Well, we broke down the video off of a year ago off both the quarterbacks anyway, and we played against J.T. And so, you know, we were prepared either way. You know, the unknown is the role that Braxton picks up from here on out, because I'm sure, you know, there'll be something there. And how well we handle that will probably have a big part in the outcome of the game.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
You just touched on this with Braxton, but what element could he add if he gets a bunch of snaps at quarterback?
Well, you're just talking about one of the best athletes and football players, and so you know, from you just don't know where he's going to line up now anywhere, and he gets a ball in his hands, and he's very dynamic and big kid, hard to tackle, and so. Yeah, we could sit up here until midnight drawing up ways that they're going to get him the ball, and it may not be right on one of them. And so, but we may not know what they're going to do, but as a staff, we have a tremendous amount of respect and know that anytime he does touch the ball, he could score along with Elliott. So it's a tremendous challenge. We just got to make sure that we're sound in what we do.
Thanks, Tracy.
Yep.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one. And our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Tracy, you filled in for Jerry before, but just how different is it being the head man, even on an interim basis? Obviously, the decisions you made at the end of last week put you under the spotlight. Just how different is it?
It's not any different. Was before, Coach isn't around. You know, the first couple games, his was pretty limited. So you still run the game and you fit it to your personality. And that's how the first few games that Coach was away the last time. After that, he was around more. The other thing is that it's more the off-the-field stuff, and that is that Coach was able to still do some of that and pick up some of that to where I didn't have to worry about it. So now it's balancing the additional off the field stuff and that, but I tell people, and I believe that, you know, game day is pretty easy overall as far as the decisions and all that. You have to be yourself, and the way you run practice and those things, you have to be yourself. And so the hardest thing is making these adjustments for all the off the field commitments that you have to do.
And you talked about the challenges the Ohio State's offense presents. What about the defense? What stands out to you about Ohio State's defense?
You know, they're built. Their front seven's dominating. I mean, there's no question about that. And you got to find a way to control them because it allows them to play their secondary a little bit slower on the run and things like that because of how good they are up front. And that makes it extremely difficult to hit them on deep passes that a lot of people give up when they're aggressive against the run. So, you know, we're going to have to try to find a way to be able to get some yardage against the front seven and keep them honest, you know, from just teeing off on Mitch. So we'll have to be well balanced and take care of the football. And, you know, they don't give up a lot of big plays, and they do a great job against the run. And if you look at a lot of good defense or great defenses, that's two common traits, and they have both of them.
Thanks, Tracy.
Yeah.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Tim May from the Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. I wear a double dip. Hey, Tracy, I'm just going to follow up on that. Mitch Leibner had what I would call was a really outstanding game last week and stuff. Is he sort of coming out of his shell as this year goes along? Is your offense sort of coming out of its shell? What can you tell me about his development and your offense?
Well, obviously, you know, Mitch, he's played better, good the last two, but, you know, quarterback is to be good at quarterback, you know, you got to protect that guy and you got to give him a chance to throw the ball from the spots it was designed to throw at, and you have to throw passes that he's comfortable with. And I think the guys on offense here the last few weeks have done a good job of protecting him and letting him throw the ball from where the spots that are designed to be passing, and doing a good job of mixing up the different launch points. So the protection and what those guys have done has had just as much to do with the throws. And then I thought our receivers for the first time, they were really strong at reception point. And, you know, whenever there was a crowd of people, we came down with most of them, of the football. And so we got to continue to be strong at reception point, but also, like I say, protection and throws that Mitch is comfortable throwing. And as long as we do that and can keep them honest with a little bit of running game, we will continue to improve.
Yeah, and except for the last play last week, what does it do for a quarterback psyche, though, to make plays against a big-time opponent in that kind of atmosphere?
Excuse me? I'm sorry, I didn't.
Except for the last play last week, what does it do for a quarterback's confidence to know he's made plays against a big-time opponent in that kind of atmosphere y'all were in last week?
Yeah, I think any time, you know, is that confidence, you know, the more plays you make, the more confidence you can get. But really, I go back to during the week. I think the confidence comes from executing during the week and feeling good with the checks and what you're trying to do. I mean, knowledge is power, and knowledge gives you confidence. And I think Mitch felt really good with what we were asking him to do last week and went into the game with a great attitude. Then, obviously, you get it's a game of momentum, make a few throws, and he played extremely well.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks for having me. Take care.